Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
A person is hospitalized after he was shot in a home full of people, including five children. This was in Dearborn. WWJ's Mike Campbell has been following the story and remains on the scene, live and local with the latest. Good morning, Mike.
Along with police, Tom, Dearborn police have this bungalow at the corner of Banner, or near the corner of Banner and Boston, cordoned off with yellow police tape. They continue to investigate after that shooting that you mentioned. A man shot three times inside that house, taken to Henry Ford Hospital, Dearborn. We don't have an update on his condition, don't even know what his medical condition was when he got there. Police do say the three other adults and five children in the home were all unharmed. They called the grandmother to come pick the kids up. She says cops should know who is the shooter.
My daughter went to get restraining orders on him. And, so like I said, police have been called out here plenty of times for his behavior.
And he, you think, is the shooter?
Yes.
Yep, she thinks it's her daughter's ex by the name of Jimmy Mitchell. That's the Be On The Lookout name that police are using. They're in the hunt for this man, trying to find out if he's a suspect. Want to ask him questions about the shooting. He may be driving a dark-colored 2013 Durango. Again, one man in the hospital. Reporting live in Dearborn, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
Ecorse police looking for a man they believe tried to kidnap a woman early this morning. The victim says a man in a white Chrysler Town & Country minivan tried to grab her about 2 a.m. near Southfield Road and Fifth Street. That's near Jefferson Avenue. The minivan has dark-tinted windows, rear bumper damage, and a partial license plate number of 16B. The suspect is said to be wearing all dark clothing. State lawmakers today will consider funding when it comes to assessment and cleanup of the toxic ooze in Medicine Heights. Here's WWJ's Rob St. Mary.
The State House Appropriations Committee is meeting today to hear the latest on the contamination at a business that leached green-colored toxic ooze under the shoulder of I-696 in late December, as well as two other contaminated properties by the same owner. Spokesperson Jill Greenberg is with the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy.
This was a situation that was a quarter century in the making, and we're still trying to evaluate how we got here, really.
The state says electroplating services had been on its radar for more than a decade with various levels of enforcement action. The owner is currently in federal prison as the city of Madison Heights is in court this week seeking to tear down the property. Rob St. Mary, WWJ News Radio 950.
A rally today in Washington, D.C. will ask for the Trump administration's continued support to rid Iraq of Iranian control. Asad Kalasho is an Iraqi-American activist from Metro Detroit who is putting on today's event at the U.S. Capitol. He says the government right now in Iraq is corrupt. Iranian-controlled militias have been killing and persecuting Iraqis for far too long, and the people are fed up.
The Iranian influence in Iraq has to be stopped. Now it's clearer than ever to a lot of people in Washington. It's clear that the Iraqi government led by Adel Abdel Mahdi is just another puppet. Those people are loyal to Iran. I think the president should make a statement calling on the Iraqi people to rise up. Take over your own country. And we'll be there to help you.
Now, today's rally takes place from 1 to 3 p.m. and features Iraqi scholars and private citizens at the U.S. Capitol building. If you like lighthouses, what would you think about living in one? Yeah, WWJ's Beth Fisher is reporting live and local. You could get a chance since a Northern Michigan lighthouse is looking for volunteers. Good morning, Beth.
Hey, Tom, let's do this. You and three others could stay at the Tawas Point Lighthouse along Lake Huron for 2 weeks at a cost of $75 per person.
The main job is to give tours of the lighthouse. We have probably 150, 200 people a day that come through the lighthouse in the summer, and the keepers get to act as the hosts.
Tawas Point Lighthouse Manager Lori Perkins says they already have 500 applications.
It's going to be fun reading all the applications. We've gotten calls from people in Ohio and Illinois and Florida, Colorado, Australia, all kinds of inquiries.
We'll have more information at WWJNewsRadio.com. Reporting live, Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950.
The state of Michigan would lift its ban on stun guns under legislation advancing in Lansing. Here's WWJ's Jason Scott.
The state house passed the bill Tuesday, which would allow the sale, possession, and reasonable use of a stun device by those 18 years and older. Currently, Michigan law allows law enforcement and people with a concealed pistol license to use a taser, which is a different type of self-defense device than a stun gun. Supporters say the stun gun ban contradicts court rulings. They contend that people may prefer non-lethal forms of protection over guns. Jason Scott, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8th, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.